Podtacular episode 112, Halo 3 leaked footage for the week of May 7th, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm JVP.
I'm Swagger.
And I am Rusty Ranchero.
All right. So coming on, guys.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
No, it's our pleasure.
Trust me, it's ours. Well, we got Swagger from the Podtacular Forums. Welcome, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Really quick, Swagger one day approached me about make some Podtacular pencils. So now that I put them on the spot, I think those pencils might be becoming a reality sometime soon, eh?
Long overdue.
Yeah, same with my donations to Podtacular and my... What else did I tell Fumo I'd give him?
Fumo,
all the backpacking trip to Ireland, that's going to happen at episode 200.
Yeah, man. Plasma pencils, man. We're waiting
Fumo
for those.
Has to walk.
Walk to Ireland.
Yeah, plasma pencils.
Long walk to Ireland, man, I'll tell you what.
With green lead? I want one of those.
Yeah, too bad you can't write on anything, because everything melts.
This goes right through the paper, the desk, everything else. Your leg.
Steel paper. My paper's on fire again.
And then you sue me for giving you pencils that destroy everything.
Yeah, man. So, Rusty Ranchero from Xbox, XBLRadio.com. Welcome aboard, and why don't you give us a brief rundown of things you're doing over there at XBLRadio.com.
Yes, indeed. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, finally. and I got to tell you guys something. I don't know if... some of your listeners may or may not be aware of this. Even you guys may or may not be aware, but XBL Radio almost wouldn't exist without you guys, Podtacular. Because I think it was your show, one of these shows, if not the show, that inspired Mr. Carpal Tunnel, my good friend and host over there.
Mm-hmm. And former Radio. Another former submitter.
Yeah, that's true.
Who happens to have the best call-in that I've ever heard. And I'll talk about that one later.
Right on.
Fumo probably doesn't even remember this one.
Can't say I knew, man.
All right.
Did it have something to do with mashed potatoes?
No, it was a tater tart that he threw at his wife's head. He said he had a Halo 2 flashback at a restaurant or something, and he threw a tater tart at the back of his wife's head and stuck her.
Like eat a this, you damn grunt.
Like a plasma grenade.
Single kill.
Well, I can understand how he said how he can
there's three more where those came from.
And they have ketchup, too.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh,
tray's
man.
Not
so,
empty
so,
yet,
yeah.
Noob.
As you were saying, Rusty?
Yeah, I can understand how he can mistake his wife for another...
Oh!
Wow! He's in the pay box right now, man. He's like, doghouse.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm getting kicked off the show now.
Nah.
I see how it is. Rip on the new guy. Right?
Remember, these views are only Rusty Ranchero's views. They do not reflect Podtacular whatsoever.
So, Rusty, what was your address again?
So, you host... the Xbox Live Arcade Roundtable? I mean, I could be wrong about the name, but...
Live on Live.
Live on Live, yes.
Gamers Roundtable, we call it. Yes, indeed. Something we've done since the beginning of our podcast. We always let regular gamers onto our show to talk about the topics of the day, whatever's on their mind, whatever is buzzing.
Yeah.
Which and I got to give you guys props, too, because I think... we two are probably the only podcasts that that really reach out to the community and let them be on our shows consistently, show after show, which is great. You guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thanks a lot. And then, you know, that's how you build a community. You know, you get them involved in the show, and it's, you know, somewhat of a reward for them, you know, for hanging with us, you know, through our little battles.
Absolutely.
Definitely got to get the community involved.
For real, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of quite a few shows, and you know, it's kind of cool how, you know, you're able to record an Xbox Live chat. I mean, I know it's not a chat room because there's only one per chat room. So what game do you use?
Gears of War. That seems to be the game that everybody has on the 360, as well as Halo 2. And we would be using Halo 2 to this day if it had good voice quality. There's something wrong with the 360 and the Halo 2 voice quality.
Absolutely, and I agree with that one. Mm.
But so everybody's got Gears of War. We use that.
Yeah, I got to give you guys props, man. It comes out well, even though it's over Xbox Live. The audio, you can still understand everybody. And I mean, you were explaining to me how you do it, but I still don't understand, even though you explained it to me. So, but yeah, man, great job, man. Great job with that. You know, and also, you know, the work Steve 519's been doing, Carpal Tunnel, you know, the rest of you guys also have another segment called Arcade Minute or something like that?
The Marketplace Minute.
Marketplace Minute.
Yeah, okay. Hosted by Guije. You can catch that on the Point Zero podcasts.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun. Guije's real cool.
Nice.
Awesome, awesome. All right, well.
Well, welcome guys to the show. Appreciate you being on here. This is going to be the Halo 3 leaked footage show, and we're going to be talking about even more leaked footage. Now, last week we had a single video that was about 8 minutes long that was on Last Resort, which was a remake of Zanzibar. This week we have, what is it, six actually leaked videos that were on YouTube and that haven't been taken down. We're also on Kotaku and Joystick, and we didn't see any, like, update. We had to remove this or anything like that on both of those. So, as usual, based on that, we're assuming that Bungie does not have a significant problem with these. They're probably, I mean, banning the gamer tags that submitted them. But, you know, I'm pretty sure. And fortunately for the guy with the crazy accent and all that stuff that we'll talk about soon.
It's gay, yo.
Oh, it's gay. Everything's gay. But, yeah, we're, you know, we're talking about those six videos that have recently come out. And, dude, it's crazy amount of stuff here. It, you know, ultimately amounts to probably as much of a revelation as the original video that we talked about last week. But it's some it's some really good stuff. It's really exciting, and it definitely gets us going for Halo 3. So, hey, let's get going. Who wants to start with the first one here?
With Rico. All right.
Okay. Rico says, "Hey guys, did you see the new item in one of the videos where he dropped it? And his motion tracker had like 20 red dots on it going everywhere. I think that would be sweet to toss it to a base and grab the flag and the turret you can pick up. That looks so cool, and it goes into third person view when you hold it like you're in the turret on the hog."
Yeah, when I saw that third person view, I was like, nice. That's like Gears of War right there.
Yeah.
And you can actually see your Spartan. So that was a nice little touch. But one thing I noticed about the overall camera view, I don't know if it's the way he was holding his vision cam, but didn't it seem to me like the actual weapons were closer now to you, like the angle in which you're playing in?
Yeah,
it's kind of it felt weird, like I mean, you could see.
I thought they were actually farther away. And if you're talking about like the SMG and the plasma rifle, for instance, they look farther away because you can see more of the rear of the weapon, like especially the SMG and the plasma rifle.
Yeah, you could be right, because I think depending on the weapon, then again, it was done through the Xbox Vision Cam, so maybe it's not the best angle. But yeah, that third person view. That was pretty cool.
Can you clarify, JVB, the third-person view, like what it's referring to and how that all works?
Okay, he picked up a turret. He picked up the gun off a turret, and it went automatically to a third-person view. a la Gears of War, where you see the gun, the Spartan is holding the turret, kind of like a Tommy gun type thing, and it's in a third person view, so you can see the Spartan and you can see the gun and the reticle. Pretty much carbon copy of Gears of War, except maybe a little further than what Gears of War is usually. Yeah. I have to question. I don't know if you guys noticed. To me, didn't he run a little slower while holding that?
I couldn't tell. I was wondering.
Yeah. I think you did.
It seemed like that at first. I mean, could have been wrong.
One problem that I might have with that third-person view, though, sorry to cut you off, but is that going to limit your field of sight? I mean, because I'm playing on a small little 19-inch monitor, mm-hmm. and, so I have to get close to that thing just to see what's going on. Now the camera's even going to be further back, because I love using the turrets, and so is that going to make it even harder to aim and see what's all the way at the other end of the map?
Well, if you remember, using the turret in Halo 2 is the same thing. It goes into a third-person view. So it's going to be pretty much the same thing, except now you can actually run around in that view. So, yeah, I can see where you're worried about visibility and range of view. Maybe that's a way for them to balance the weapon out, where you can't just see everything in front of you from certain angles where, who knows? Like I said, the camera angle of the video itself was kind of wacky.
Well, like you were saying earlier with the weapons looking like they were closer to you,
mm-hmm.
I definitely agree because it looked like it was really like just clustered, like everything was...
Yeah.
And it very well could be the camera angle.
Yeah, yeah, because I was like, whoa, what's up with this picture? The gun looks huge.
Yeah.
And, like
height-wise.
Yeah, and Fumo said, you can see the back of the SMG, which makes a lot of sense, because before you couldn't.
Yeah.
So, and was it me? Well, he was dual-wielding, so I couldn't actually see if he was holding, if they still hold the SMG with both hands, which I would have liked to have seen.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one. But he talked about the motion tracker, mm-hmm. that thing. Let's talk about that. There was one particular video that all it did was show off this particular power up. It was a deployable that was like a red ball that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you guys want to see these videos that we're talking about, you can check them out on podtacular.com. But there was a red ball that he deployed that basically like scrambled all the radar to where it had a bunch mm-hmm. of red dots and your radar like flying all over the place.
Which is awesome.
Definitely. Like, that's actually a good example that he put, right? Is like throwing it into a base.
Mm-hmm.
And like
absolutely.
Showing guys coming from all over.
Yes. Oh. And
that'd be a great distraction to snatch the flag or arm the bomb.
Exactly, and like I said in the last show, it seems like they're going for more of a strategic battles now with all these power-ups and different weapons. So that's something definitely, you kind of got to, I'm sure you're going to have to fight for it in the map, and then you got to hold on to it and use it at the right time. So that's going to be pretty sweet.
Before we go to the next one, just want to mention one thing on the third person view on the turret. That one was on, there was a particular video where he basically just demoed one thing. He threw down a deployable lift, which we've talked about before, and he jumped up on, what's the name of the map? The new one
was it
in the
Apathia?
No, it's the new one in the desert where it's, it's like a stronghold, and anyway, it's the you guys are probably yelling at me right now. It's this one. It's the new one in the desert that we've already seen, where he jumps up to the second level, and there's actually a already deployed turret on a tripod, and he grabs it off of the tripod, and it switches to the third person view, and he's walking around holding it Jesse Ventura style, ready to mow anybody down.
Yeah,
I got time to bleed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we'll go to Lieutenant Red Team. LT Red Team. He goes, holy crap, the pistol doesn't have the zoom, only, and it's only 6 shots. The plasma rifle and SMG have been severely enhanced by making more, by making them more powerful and faster. The Spartan laser has double X zoom scope, like the rockets, or fuel rod gun, which will make some, which will make for some cool laser kills.
Somebody rolling dice back there.
Oh, he goes. Also, oh,
wait, you guys could hear that.
Yeah. Snake eyes. All right.
Oh. I dropped the quarter. Come on.
Yeah, he goes.
Like a pencil.
I know. Ah, plasma pencil. He goes. Also, the brute shot is back, but not used. And in one of the death screens, you can see a guy with a chain gun turret. I look. It looked like you might have to put it down before you can start shooting, but you'll never know. Okay. Overall, it looks, it's looking better and better.
All right. So, all right. A couple things here.
Yeah. So, as we said earlier, he kept saying certain things were gay, as in G-H-E-Y. And he said the pistol, while it looks similar to Halo 1, to the Halo 1 pistol, it's very weak. And he pretty much labeled it useless.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And fat, like P-H-A-T.
Another thing is that it had the they had the scope attachment on it like Halo 1, but when he zoomed in, it was just like Halo 2, to where you can't fire when you're zoomed in, which is really weird. I mean, I didn't really get that.
No, I mean, it's a beta. Maybe they'll change it. But he was using it as a dual-wieldable weapon. So he said it was accurate for headshots. So maybe it's kind of like the new combo, the new combo, you know, where you lower the shield down and with the pistol you get an accurate headshot. And speaking of which, he said the laser, the plasma rifle itself was too powerful. So,
yeah,
I mean,
like
exactly how powerful he didn't really show anything with it.
Yeah.
Which was a bit disappointing, but then again, I mean, tomorrow he'll be banned from Xbox Live, but that's for another show.
So, Rusty, speaking of this guy that's going to be banned, Rusty, tell me, dude, how annoying was this guy in the video? How annoying was his voice?
Well, gentlemen, I have to confess something. I haven't seen them.
Oh!
I chose not to see them, just like I'm choosing not to participate in the beta, the Halo 3 beta.
Oh, really?
I don't want to ruin the experience and the surprise when this game comes out. I just want to pop it in and just take it all in at that moment.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's very.
Isn't this episode like about those videos? So are we talking about everything?
Are we ruining your experience right now? I mean,
I guess it's just one thing to hear about it, another thing to see it.
Exactly. Yes. So
After the show, he's going to be like, "Oh man, I have to go look at it."
Maybe I'll take a little peek.
Just a little one. It won't hurt anybody.
Just sit there and over again for an hour.
So
Swagger.
Shot. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say since Swagger saw the video. I mean, why don't you give us your take on the guy's
guy in the
annoying
video.
Accent?
Well, pretty much the same as yours. It was annoying and gay, and he shouldn't have been talking.
He kind of had this mix between like a wannabe gangster kind of guy and a and a like very country guy from like the deep woods in Alabama, which was a really bizarre mix. It's kind of like Vietnamese and French. It just doesn't go together. You know?
Okay. Sure. Yeah. So, well, the pistol's only 6 shots. And also we already discussed plasma rifle being a little too powerful. The SMG actually looked like it was, quite effective now.
Yeah.
According to him,
And I like the way it looks, too. I mean, it looks very nice. I mean, I would hate to start doing Borat again, but yeah, it looked pretty nice, even with a crappy video like that.
Is that something you were doing last episode?
Oh, all of us were.
God damn, my motorcycle.
Great movie.
And, yeah, but
it did. He was saying it was more powerful, though. He's like along with the plasma rifle and everything. But what's cool about the SMG in this video is that it's basically extended out more. It seems like you can see the butt of it more, to where when he's dual wielding it, to where mm-hmm. you know it's just a different view of it entirely. And he was saying it's basically like an assault rifle with more. More shots on it, to where you can shoot it faster and it's a bigger clip. So sounds like it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. He called it a faster battle rifle.
Mm.
I don't know if you picked that one up. He said it was faster than the battle rifle, but it felt, I guess, as far as power is concerned.
I think he said it's a faster version of the assault rifle with more bullets.
Okay. Well. Rifle, battle rifle, well, assault sorry. Rifle. It's a rifle.
I hate to be drawing straws here, but whatever. Same dude.
They
pretty
both
close
shoot
enough.
Bullets. Close yeah, enough. Yeah. All right, so I guess somebody take a scrawny pill, man.
I'll do that. This sounds like fun. OMG, those were awesome. I love how the turret makes the view third person. I also like the new pistol. And then, I'm sorry, gentlemen, I don't speak Halo language. I don't know what that means. But he goes on to say there was a load of excitement that flooded into him. The pistol seems to suck, but it looks so cool. I love all the customization that is available. And shout out to Spawn. Spawn is Tet awesome.
Nah. Yeah, he was talking about Spawn today.
Yeah. Well, the tank says, just watch the videos. Putting the horrible camera skills aside, they were awesome. One disappointing thing is the apparent weakness of the pistol. It looked like it did when Halo 2 was first released. Past that, weapons look fine. The sniper rifle bullet looked to move really fast, though. I agree. Real quick, let me pause on that one. The sniper rifle bullet, you don't have to lead it anymore, at least at the distance he was from. It just mm-hmm. like, it was just right there instantly. Which is really cool, because you don't have to deal with like lag and issues like that affecting like how your sniper rifle bullet, you know, fires at a distance.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was pretty cool. I mean,
that was awesome.
But like the old, you know, the original Halo sniper rifle.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it was kind of a cool combo that, you know, they did with the view on the zooming area on like the view area at the top of the rifle, to where it's kind of a night vision thing. That's definitely
I like
a nice
too,
throwback.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah.
Did you guys happen to notice like if it's 2x, 5x, 10x, or how the view is
no,
on the
I didn't
sniper
notice.
Rifle? I didn't either.
No, I didn't
mean.
Notice. Yeah. I'm sure.
Except it looks. I don't know if you guys have already talked about this in the past, but I'm sure you have. But it looked like it was the same sniper rifle from Halo 1.
Yeah. It's kind of a combination, you know, because Halo 1, you had kind of the heartbeat going on, which is kind of a weird, I don't know
well,
why that was
what
going
I
on
think
there.
I saw, what I think I saw in the newer videos was the bring back of night vision.
Right. I mean, that's kind of what it looks like. It looks like a green, you know, display version, CRT kind of display version of what's in front of you right then. So it's all green monochrome. On the view. So anyway, moving on. Let's see here. He also says, okay, customization looks great. It'll be interesting to see how many people pick the most annoying colors for their unit online. Think about it, a bright pink and a lime green Master Chief running around. Reminds me of that Gamarine that y'all have in the store.
Aww.
Let's go check that out at the Podtector store event. You're gonna buy one too. Somebody's gonna buy it. Well, that's all
somebody
for now.
Somebody got to buy it and wear it at the supermarket.
Yeah, and take a picture. No, don't take a picture. Please don't. Well, that's all for now. And remember, in Halo 3, you won't be a super soldier. You'll be a traveling salesman delivering death in bulk. Keep on fragging key furry animals and cookie crisp. Yeah, so the customization, right? Let's see. JVB, why don't you tell us about how that worked?
Well, he went to... He showed a little... brief rundown on the customization. He showed like some color palettes, and it looks like there's a lot more than what we're used to seeing in Halo 2. you can preview it. His camera work was far from amateur. I mean,
probably,
you know,
no amateur.
Yeah. I mean, the way he was showing it, I couldn't tell if the picture that was on display was only from the top up, well, from the waist up, or that's just the way the camera angle was. But I mean, it did show, like, you know, more vibrant colors on the character, and I mean, I couldn't really tell the difference. It looked like certain parts of the suit were colored differently. Like, I know in Halo 2 you got just two colors. I don't know if you know exactly how many parts of your uniform you can actually color in. I mean, that part you didn't show.
Yeah, I couldn't tell, you know, on the original, you know, on Halo 2, there's certain parts that you can color different, right? On this one, it looked like there was a different, there's like kind of a different combination that you can color differently, to where you can color, for instance, your helmet and then part of your arms, you know, one color, and then the other part of your arms, and then, you know, different parts of your torso, another color. In this case, he had like orange and green. Of course, it looked really stupid because orange and green don't go together very well. But but you know, this is this guy's
color.
Yeah, this is this guy's, like, you know, choice of color. So yeah, but it was like, it was definitely either it's more customization on what you can color what, or else it's a different combo of like where the colors actually go on the armor, which is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully that's the case, because in Halo 2, there was only but so many different schemes you can do. I mean, if they allow a little more play with the color schemes and where exactly you can place color on, kind of like a bit like Forza, you know, the way they had their customization, then, of course, you know, people can feel like they can individualize their character, you know, more to their liking, not have three people with blue and white, you know.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Another cool thing would be if you could share your color scheme and profile with your friends. Like, if you all join the clan and you all want to share the same colors, that'd be
cool.
Yeah,
that would be cool. That would be cool.
Like, just send them the little data.
Like, have,
instead of opening up a private chat and say, okay, man, pick this color.
Yeah, yeah. For your left foot,
the top of Keely's area is brown.
All right, third brown next? To the left. Coyote187 says, wow, what can I say? Those vids were amazing. Halo 3 right now looks to be one of the best experiences ever in video games. The new map that was shown, Epitaph, I don't know, that's how you, I mean, am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Okay. He goes, looks like a prisoner. I mean, looks like it is prisoner. Okay, the Halo 1 map, mixed with Damnation. Yeah. It looks very nice. Ah, why can't I, thank you, Borat. Every time I just say very nice, I gotta say it in his tone.
Very nice.
Very nice. It looks very nice. I was kind of disappointed in the new pistol, because I figured with how slow it fires and how low the ammunition is on it, it'd be more powerful. Overall, I really love it. There's just so much on there to think about. I think the power drainer was dropped on Valhalla. It looks like a blue version of the bubble shield when deployed. Yeah, that was, we remember last episode, we were wondering what exactly the power drainer was going to be, and we pretty much nailed it on the head when we said it was going to deploy in a certain distance, certain area, and kind of like drain anything that was near its path or crossed it. I mean, is that what you gathered also?
Well, it looked like it didn't specifically show, well, first of all, no, they deployed it in two different areas. They deployed it in Epitaph, and they also deployed it in Valhalla. However, in neither one, nobody walked into it. So you couldn't tell if it seems obvious that what it's going to do is, like, basically destroy your shields so that, you know, someone can get one headshot off on you and you're dead. But you know, you can't tell for sure, so it's most likely that, but it's we'll have to wait and see for sure. But it was definitely deployed in Valhalla, and it was definitely in kind of a
half-dome
kind of formation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's only a certain area that it affects, so we'll see.
Yeah, it would have been great to see, like, a vehicle pass through it, see if that, you know, drained any of the power from that.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
he goes to, I think the guy... giving the commentary was hilarious, and I guess Bungie did fix the needler. I think at some point the guy says, the guy has a needler, I'm dead.
Yeah.
So something to that effect, anyway. I'm sure you guys will say a lot more than I will. Don't say that. You must think higher.
Elevate think your brain.
About yourself. You are you, and no one can take that away from you.
Excuse me. That's good, man. $50 right there.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This year's Christmas comes in 12 days. Then again, in 5 months. Then again, a month after that. That's a lot of Christmas. Hooray.
What the hell is he talking about, dude? 12 days, 5 months, then a month after that.
Does that mean that we're going to have a lot of Hanukkahs, too?
That's a lot of eggnog.
So, gentlemen, since I've been in the dark about Halo 3, what does he mean, they fixed the needler? Because just a little background about myself, I love the needler, I love to dual-wield it. That is
means it's not broken anymore, come on.
All day, every day when I play that game, I'm dual-wielding needlers.
Do you like long walks on the beach with the needlers?
It. So, this sounds exciting to me when he says they fixed it. What did I miss?
Well, I mean, if you read all the novels, okay, whenever they mention the needlers, I mean, they did huge amount of damage, you know. And in the game, in Halo 2, it was like pretty much a joke if it was, you know, wielded, if you wield one. Wield one, I mean, yeah, you can kill somebody. And even if you have one on its own, I mean, there is a function for it. I mean, it kind of distracts the sniper a bit. So, I guess now they realize that, yeah, the needler should be, I mean, for God's sakes, it's piercing through your shields. It should have some kind of, you know, deadly effect, whether you have one or two. So, I'm with you, man. I'm hoping they, I mean, from the sound of it, it looks like they did upgrade its power and... You know, it's about time.
Yeah.
In the video, the guy says this. He says, you know, he says, oh, I got the needler on me. I'm dead. But then you can't tell if he's being sarcastic or not, so it's hard to tell, you know, how that's going to turn out.
An accent.
But in the previous videos that we've seen, the needler seems to be a one-handed weapon, and that seems to be what they've, you know, clearly... said about it, to where it's not a dual wieldable anymore. It's like a rifle, to where it's mm-hmm. more powerful. So, you know, we'll see how that works out. We haven't seen anybody actually shoot it yet, and you know, hit anybody or anything. We've seen like random shots of needlers that haven't really killed anybody on videos, but so far none that, you know, actually the needler in action. So hopefully mm-hmm. more of that in the future. I mean, you know, just less than 2 weeks now until the Halo 3 beta, so we'll see that soon.
Woot!
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Sounds exciting.
Okay. Who's all on right, the Brent so, Gamer?
So, yeah.
Oh, God.
Ha! All right, somebody take Brent Gamer.
You want me to take it?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Rusty, thanks to the mysterious... Vip Chisel.
Faux Chisel.
Did I say that right?
Yeah,
Vip Chisel's my homie, man.
Vip Hizzle.
We have now seen things that have previously been securely guarded by Bungie. Because of Vip's heroic deed, Halo fans are now even more excited about the Halo 3 beta. Podtacular's expert research team has compiled the following list of new Halo 3 findings from the leaked videos. Number one, the turret now has a new feature in which it sprouts legs and starts running around wildly. A a new team-based game type will be centered around this, where a team has to catch the turret, softly caresses its ammo drum until and run it back to their base.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Calm down, Derek. Calm down.
Oh, was he, I guess when he was coming up with this, he was sitting on the toilet knitting.
Yeah, yeah. He said knitting.
That's where all good ideas would come from, man.
Knitting and toilets.
Oh, yeah.
And singing.
All right.
Number two. The pistol now fires at the same rate as the Spartan laser. At least the Spartan laser has a cool charging up animation. Number three, the power drainer will cause anyone within its blast range to do the electric slide.
Oh!
Fall down in exhaustion.
You can do it, the electric.
I'm thinking of the hustle, man.
Oh!
The electric hustle. Do the electric hustle.
Do the hustle. Yeah, that makes me feel old.
Dude, you only see that in weddings nowadays, man.
I know. You see the old ladies. Yay, the hustle!
Oh, get me on the dance floor!
Yeah! Alright.
Alright, go ahead.
Would you carry my walker for me?
Dancing with my walker.
Or she could use a portable gravity lift.
Ah, a portable grav lift, yeah.
Just old people shooting through the air.
It's like boom.
It's the man cannon for old ladies.
Ah, the hag old lady cannon.
Hag cannon, gosh. Grandma's going to be mad at you, man.
Oh, have you guys seen Hot Fuzz? Anybody?
Oh,
not yet.
I can't wait. Don't ruin it for me, man.
Oh, God.
I got a Netflix.
Dude, oh, it's so funny because he walks into a hotel and this lady's doing a crossword, right? And she's like, she says something to him that's like, it sounds like it's offensive. But then, fascist. She says fascist. And he's like, excuse me? And she's just like, and then she describes it, and she writes it down in the crossword puzzle. And he's like, oh. And then she's like, okay, your room is number 91. Here are your keys. And he's like, hag. And she's like, what? And he's like, old lady, which is mean, three across. And she's like, thank you.
Nice. Dude, I can't wait to see that.
All right.
Next one, Portal Gravis.
Okay, number four. Portable gravity lifts will make wishing windows on tall buildings a lot easier. We'll make washing windows on tall buildings a lot easier. Too bad that the windows will just get dirty again when some guy snipes you in the stomach. And the chocolate
stomach
lost inside of your bowels sprays.
Oh my gosh.
Chocolate pudding.
At least he keeps it good for the children.
I know, right?
Yeah, depends on what you're eating, I guess.
Yeah,
they're gonna go up to the mom and be like, "Mommy, are we filled with chocolate pudding?"
I don't want my pudding to be spread all over the windows.
All right, go ahead.
Number five. If Bip is any
Bip Bizzle,
Bip Chisel.
So that's the guy's gamer tag.
Is I that guess. Bizzle?
Who knows, the guy, man? The guy's just
okay. Bip Chisel.
Bip is any indication, tons of idiots playing Halo 3 online confirmed.
Aw.
Copy that. Tell you what, man.
Over and out.
Dude.
Shaka Khan, there. Shaka Khan. Let me walk you, Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
I feel for you. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
And to wrap up his thoughts here, as I watch these videos end, I could almost hear the sound of taps being played as the thought of Bip being blasted off of the Halo 3 beta roll through my mind. Let us have a moment of silence for Bip, master of the Xbox Live Vision camera.
That wasn't a very good moment of silence, JVB.
If he's the master of it, it's not very good because, master, man, that thing was going everywhere.
Master of the Xbox.
Bip.
You gotta give him some credit. I mean,
I know.
Stuck in there.
He said, steal it. He goes, I'm doing you guys a favor by recording it.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You Six. Broke NDA.
See, if I was him, instead of, like, trying to hold the vision camera while, like, playing at the same time, man, I would just tape that thing to my forehead.
Oh.
I know. So, like, yeah, whatever, right. I'm looking, it's,
or
like...
Or crazy glue it or something.
Yeah, that's when my wife's gonna get the crowbar.
Crazy glue.
You're ripping my skin.
Babe. You go to work, you're like, sorry, I got this growth on my head, I can't, I need to go to the doctor.
Babe, help. I got chocolate pudding coming out of my nose.
It's all over my face.
Call a plumber.
Liquid plumber.
Get the toilet paper.
All right, so who's on Killerzilla here?
I believe it's Swagger.
Okay, then. Shout out for finding the links, maybe?
Yeah, so hey, Killerzilla actually found... was the first one to post the links to the videos on podtacular.com. Thanks, Killerzilla. We appreciate that. And yeah, hey, man, you made the show be what it is right now. Thank you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Good job.
Okay. Killerzilla says, "Hey guys, what's up? I figured I would humor you with my speculations."
Speculate, brother.
Okay. So Epitaph.
Hepatia.
Okay, so let me explain this real quick.
Hepatitis.
Hepatitis, yeah. B. The guy that, good old Bip, our buddy, that posted these videos, was, he had a slight misspelling, can't even spell epitaph, so he wrote Hepatia on both of the videos that he posted, but then he pronounced it epitaph, so...
Yeah.
Can't spell.
Okay, so Epitaph. To me, it looks like a small map with multiple layers. There are SMGs, plasma rifles, which are beautiful, by the way, a sword, pistols, MSR, people with BRs and ARs, and the guy started with a sniper. This seems to have medium-sized rooms, which can be reached by taking narrow ramps on the outside of the structure. Seems like a good free-for-all map.
Yeah.
The energy drainer, I believe it is an EMP device of sorts. It will drain shields, scramble radar, stall vehicles, and maybe even be the counter to the bubble shield.
That's a good point. Think about that.
Yes, it is.
Could be.
I love the new pistol. It combines both of what I loved about the two pistols, the badass, futuristic look of the first, while still keeping it what a pistol... Huh?
I suppose.
While still keeping it what a pistol is supposed to be. A low-powered sidearm.
Damn straight.
What else? The confirmation of the grav lift. That is an amazing piece of machinery. Think about it. Just when you think you have a... chock hold covered, this dude jumps over the wall from behind and twack, respawning in 5-4-3.
Twack!
Got twacked in the head.
You've been twacked!
Watch out, JVB, I'm gonna twack you!
Oh my god, I've been twacked!
You were twacked by...
I'm going to twack your chocolate pudding all over the place.
Oh.
I twack noobs for lunch.
The twackinator. Anyway, sorry about that.
Well, I guess that's it.
Twack.
The portable turret is not worth mentioning. I mean, it's not like it will totally change the way we play Assault, CTF, or COTH, or even Halo in general. How could it? I mean, come on, being able to move a superpowered turret wherever you want. Who would want to do that? Oh my god, turret, lol. In closing, this was a great day for Halo fans. Too bad the cameraman was stupid enough to show his GT. He's going to get fined. He's going to get fined so, so much. Enjoy. Your life, while it lasts. Night Shadow Z5. And next time you try to go out in a blaze... Okay, blaze of glory. At least make it so we can see what it is you're trying to show us. Peace out, mothers.
Exactly, man.
Blaze.
At least go in a blaze of glory, not a fizzle of glory, man.
No. Ah, or blaze of glory.
Or bip chisel of glory.
Bip chisel. Well, any of you guys played Unreal 2?
Unreal Championship 2.
Is it on the 360?
No, Unreal 2 came out for on PC, and then it came out for the Xbox.
I never played it.
Well, in that game, depending on which class you played, there were deployable turrets. Hmm. And for him to say that they really have no meaningful use on a game, any game type, I mean, that's a bit of an understatement, because when we used to play it, I mean, it was probably three or four of us who played it in the entire world. But it was actually something that came in handy. And if you know, you can deploy turrets anywhere you want, that's pretty damn sweet. I mean, they even have it, you know, the laptop gun in Perfect Dark, which also has, you know, great use. So don't underestimate the need to have that deployable turret.
Yeah, just like a Tower of Power, man. It controls the whole game.
Exactly. So you place a turret where nobody can really get to it, forget about it.
Let's do a few more and let's wrap it up here.
Alrighty, we'll go with somebody new here. Madam 4 sends in something, and it goes a little something like this. I think that Bungie is directing Halo 3 down to a path of redefining the first-person shooter. Just as the first Halo defined the regeneration health as mainstream in games, I think you will see interactive elements such as portable grab lifts, turret, and bubble shields. No longer will games have just a run-and-gun gameplay, but there will be a strategy and interactive secondary features. Live long and play Halo forever. I like that one.
You know, I've got to agree with them. It is definitely redefining first-person shooters. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but yeah, there's a lot of the same weapons, but I mean, they've been changing everything. But when you actually compare the gameplay to Halo 2's gameplay, there's a lot more interactivity and just stuff you can do. It's
absolutely. I mean,
it's a major change from Halo 2.
You know, I
it
noticed
seems
that.
Like... Oh, God, sorry about
I was going to say, I noticed that with the Valhalla footage where there was that, you know, the so-called montage where the, you know, the guy was fighting, he basically killed two or three people and then died. But the thing is like, he was using cover, he was throwing grenades, he was firing with the assault rifle that was more powerful than the SMG, but he was still firing it in bursts, you know, just like a SMG is more, you know, more accurate with bursts. He was firing the assault rifle in that sense, but he couldn't zoom in. So, you know, it's kind of like the way Halo battles should be in multiplayer with that, at least with the default weapon, so that, you know, it's still useful, but it's you know, more so than an SMG, less so than a BR, and kind of the way it should be, because, you know, you have grenades, you have melee, and you have shooting. So that combo is really cool. It was neat to see him, like, destroy with the assault rifle. So it's very much like what Halo should be, you know, in the whole sense of kind of the Halo feel.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it seems like now there's more balance. Like, it doesn't seem like the guy who controls the rockets and the sword is going to control the entire map. Now it looks like there's something that will counter that. And even if, let's say, somebody gets the bubble shield, you have the power drain that maybe might take, you know, take away the power from the bubble shield or whatever else you have. I mean, even the sword, who knows if the sword loses its power too. And that's one thing we didn't talk about. He did show the sword.
Yeah.
And of course it looked a lot different, looked a lot pointier. And he did say it was standing straight up like something, but we're not going to mention that. But yeah, even the way they hold it, it's a little different now. I didn't know. Well, actually, he killed his teammates with it, so you couldn't see if there was still the dash and stuff like that. Which I would like.
Even if you could, it was very short. It was like very close quarters in Epitaph, mm-hmm. so it was hard to tell. If it flash forward like it did before.
Yeah, so. No, I mean, yeah, this seems like it's going to be the thinking man's Halo, so.
Yeah.
Which will add another. Well, not add, it's going to create another group of players that are. I mean, where you have guys now that are great at sniping, through practice and constant, teamwork and everything. It's going to be a new generation of gamers that are going to be adept at like strategizing and knowing when to use these new power-ups and everything like that. Not just guys who can, use the new combo,
It really seems like the best mix between Halo 1 and Halo 2, with the assault rifle, with a lot of the changes they've done. It really seems like a good mix between the two.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
Definitely. All right, so let's do one more and wrap it up.
Okay.
Who's next?
Nobody. Yeah, somebody. Don't be afraid.
I'll go.
Do it.
Jinx, you owe me coke.
the Do It brothers.
I do that all the time now, man. At work. I know. Go ahead and start.
All right, so
which one are we on?
Pick one, anyone. It's yours, my brother.
Well, did you do Jurassic DL?
No.
Do that one.
To start, the sword is... the sword is pointing up instead of out and up, which is messed up.
No.
And it has a power limit, like in Halo 2 campaign.
Oh, I didn't notice. Dual wielding.
Dual wielding is still there. The turret is cool now that you can carry it around with you, and the plasma rifle looks a bit different than the original. They brought the Halo 1 pistol back, and the energy drain exploded with electricity as it went off. Lastly, that you can kill people while moving sideways with the sniper rifle. In the video with the energy drain, from what I saw, good luck on the podcast, and I have pre-ordered my own version of the Legendary Edition of Halo 3. See ya. Hmm. Yeah, man, that turret, I love it.
The turret is powerful. So I didn't even notice there was an energy limit on the sword.
Yeah, I didn't notice that either. But
I'm actually happy to see that because there's no more of like the team like holding onto the sword forever, and mm-hmm. you just keep getting by those goddamn nubs.
Nah,
it should have been a patch in Halo 2.
Yes, it should have been definitely. But
if that's gonna happen in 3, that's gonna be cool.
Absolutely.
I hated that.
Yeah, that got annoying real quick.
It's about time because, I mean, it was such a disadvantage if midship. Midship, you control the sword, you win. No way around it. I mean...
Sorry, Fuma, but you can't hold on to the sword the whole game anymore.
Oh.
I can't.
Damn it.
Darn it! I don't want to play anymore.
No, but dual wielding is there, but you don't start with a dual wieldable weapon normally, so it makes you kind of think, like, should I pick up a dual wieldable and then try to find another one, or should I just stick with the assault rifle? It makes the choice kind of more complex, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait, do you start out with a dual wieldable?
Well, no, you start with the assault rifle on pretty much everything.
The assault rifle.
Yeah, because, I mean, I thought that was, like, one of the big things in the Vidoc was saying that, like, how if you change what the person starts out with, it completely changed the way the game's played, because, like, you can't throw a grenade, and it gets rid of the whole grenade tossing and beatdowns if you start them off with a dual wieldable.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it was funny how Major Nelson was in one of those games.
I know, huh? It's probably like, dude, who was in my party? I'm going to kill them.
Yeah, man.
Don't mess with Major. He can ban you from Xbox.
Don't mess with Major. Yeah.
Hey, so there was a couple other things that we didn't get to mention. First of all, when you zoom in on a person, even if you're not, if your cursor isn't exactly on them, it still shows their gamer tag as opposed to their three-letter designation. So I thought that was kind of interesting, because you don't have to be totally accurate right on them. As long as you're in the area of them, it shows their gamer tag. So.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Switches
over.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
He also goes under Camp Froman on Last Resort, and he kind of walks through there. It's a real small room. But it's kind of a neat area to hide in, you know, if you're getting grenaded or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks like they gave, you know, the player some cover, but then again, they can't hide there, you know, all day.
Yeah.
So it forces you to move regardless.
I got to say something. You know how on the Vidoc it showed the one new map, I forget the name of it, but it's the... It's like the hill, and there's the AI gunners that are...
Valhalla?
Yeah. You know, this has nothing to do with the show, but last night I had a dream about that, and it was me running up the hill and getting tagged by those AI gunners.
Dang. Take a break from Halo, man. Take a break. Breathe.
I mean, I just remembered that. Like, I was like, dude... That happened to me last night.
I need to reach the top.
Let's get there.
Oh man!
It was. I remember in my dream. I was like running up the hill, and then like I just got shot out of nowhere, and I'm like, "What is this?" And then I looked up, and there's just two guys sitting up there shooting at me. And I'm like,
eating chocolate pudding
off of the building.
You're like, this is delicious.
Yum. And then I was like, oh, I gotta hurry up and get to my body before my chocolate pudding disappears.
Oh, nice. Oh, chocolate pudding.
I wish I could dream about Halo. That would be cool.
Yeah, I'm sure I've had a dream with Halo, but man, it's probably when it first...
That was my first one, and it's kind of weird considering I don't even have an Xbox 360, though. Dreaming about an Xbox 360
game. There you go. That dream... It's just a metaphor for your fight to get a 360. You're trying to get up that hill. Well, hill represents next generation gaming.
Here's the problem.
That'll
if
be
I got a 360, if I got a 360, there's going to be no pencils. So,
Hey, so a couple other things that were mentioned in the videos. First of all, the BR... The new animation, instead of just like pulling out the clip and throwing another one in, you now have like the BR has a bolt action on the rifle, so that you know you pull a bolt out, pull it back, and then push it back in. You now have to hit the bolt as soon as you replace the clip to enable it, kind of like the assault rifle was in Halo 1, which I thought was really cool. You know, it's a subtle little thing, but and it's pretty quick. You know, it doesn't add much to the animation, but it's cool enough to kind of treat it like a real world weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, yes. And did you notice the death animations? They were seemed a little better, I guess.
I don't know. Better physics on the whole thing, and instead of just like getting all twisted up all over. or the pre-recorded animations where they're flying through the air.
Yeah. With the legs and the arms swinging around.
Exactly. Yeah.
Those were good ones, though.
All yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, they make for good fun.
For sure.
Yes, and pretty quick before we do the wrap up, I want to wish Babama, happy birthday. It's his birthday today, and he turns 14. And I told him I would give him a shout-out. So to a fellow Taurian, happy birthday, my brother.
14? He's too young to play Halo 2.
I know. That means he's been playing it since he was 12.
Ba-bam!
Ba-bam!
Wow.
Wow.
Happy birthday, man. Hey, let's get to the Xbox Live Arcade reviews. We got this week Catan and Centipede and Millipede. Actually, I'm doing this with Riz Pablo. So here we go. Riz
Pablo.
All right. Hey, guys. What's up? This is Riz Pablo. I'm bringing you, again, two new arcade games that came out this week. This week, Catan and Centipede and Millipede came out. Centipede and Millipede, 400 points, $5, developed by Stainless Games and published by Atari. You know, we've all played Centipede and Millipede. It's a pretty good game. It's they came out with two versions of each game, a retro version and an evolved version. But that doesn't really matter because Centipede and Millipede, it's basically the same game. They also have like a second mini version of the game. I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically they cranked up the game speed to 10, and everything's going really fast. And it's a pretty cool version right there. It adds a new spin on it. $5. If you've been a Centipede and Millipede fan. I'd recommend, picking it up. I'm saving my money for Halo 3, but whatever, it's a cool game. I didn't check out any online, but yeah. The second game that came out, Catan, the real arcade game that came out this week, it's $10, 800 points, published by Big Huge Games, and I actually have a Fumo Jive with me here. He's a guest on his own podcast. And so you bought this game, right?
Yeah, I did. And I understand that there was a demo that kind of came out briefly, right? Can you explain that?
Yeah, I picked up that. And I've never played Catan before. And I picked it up, and I played the tutorial, and I played two more games after that. And from a new person come into it, it's really good at first. It's actually kind of confusing, but after 5 minutes, I was really into it, and I totally got the game. So I really like it. It's probably one of the best board games or games on the Xbox Live Arcade out right now. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I really like it too. I mean, for those of you that have played Settlers of Catan before, the board game, I mean, it improves on it. Even the board game, it improves on that in pretty much every way. You do have to still go through the learning as you go tutorial to understand how the arcade version works with the different buttons and everything, so you understand how the trading works and everything. But it's definitely a great game. It's improved over the previous one. And it just makes everything real smooth and everything. Now, for those of you that have never played Settlers of Catan before, let me just give you a quick breakdown. First of all, you're all settlers. You're kind of leading a clan of people that are settling on an island. And the idea is you have four players, and each of you is trying to be the dominant clan on the island. And the way you do that is by trading resources that are generated each turn that each player... Like, it's their turn, they roll the dice, that it generates resources, and depending on where your settlements are and stuff like that, you get resources based on that, and then you trade them off to build more settlements and things until you build enough to where you control the island. Now, what's cool about this game is it's not like a risk-oriented game where you're trying to kind of dominate by military superiority, where you're trying to just destroy everyone else and just be the biggest army by that. You have kind of a cooperative competition going on where you have to work with your opponents to trade different resources that come up so that you can get the right resources you need to build different things on the island. So it kind of makes it cool because it really encourages a lot of conversation going on, a lot of joking around with the different innuendos going on with the different, you know, the different resources you have available and stuff. There's plenty of those. But, you know, but it becomes a lot of fun, you know, and it has like a lot of different options with the different triggers. You can generate emotes, which do stuff like, you know, throw fireballs at opponents that you don't like, which are harmless, but it's just kind of a visual thing. It's kind of funny. You can tell people, you know, sweeten the deal to trade different resources. You can say, not trading with you right now, things like that. You know, and it makes it, it kind of adds a whole new level of interaction to the game. And also with the trading system that they have, it makes it a lot clearer what people want to trade, what you're willing to trade, and then who you want to trade with. You know, it gels all that together really well.
Yeah, I really like the aspect, like, you can't win without you helping your enemies or they're helping you. I really like that, you know. And this whole virtual board game, it's really nice, because you don't have to deal with pointage and stuff. All you have to do is hit the right or left trigger to see, you know, what's going on, who's winning and stuff. Mm-hmm. So how's that online play, you know? Because, like, I know with board games, you know, you have to either, you know, go out on the town and find a specific place that's dedicated to board game nights or something,
right,
or play with your family that might not know how to play. And what's it like, you know, just popping in on Xbox Live and, you know, just...
Dude, it is freaking amazing. I gotta say, you guys, this is the one game on Xbox Live Arcade that I have been looking forward to for like 6 months, ever since it's been announced. And when it came out, I bought it right away. This is the first game that I've really wanted to do that right away. And this game is amazing. It is definitely a must-have for anybody that enjoys board games or even enjoys strategy games or just kind of enjoys social games that you can just hang out with and get to know people and joke around and have a good time. You know, because it's just a really fun time and it's not like uber competitive like Risk or anything. And it's just it's a great game and it's something that I really enjoyed online too. Because the thing is online is that it's pretty much just like the local version, except the local version you play with these pre-made characters like Sun Tzu, Queen Elizabeth, different people like that that basically have different play styles, you know, based on their country's history and war and things like that, which is kind of interesting. But, you know, once you get online, it becomes, you know, obviously a play style based on the different characters and stuff. And you can talk, you can trade emotes, you can trade different... you know, the trading screen, you can trade different, you know, resources and stuff. So it's a blast, man. It's a great way to get to know people. It's a really fun game, and I definitely recommend it for anybody out there, really.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming on with the to your own podcast, Fumo. we'll see you guys next week. I'm Riz Pablo signing off. See ya.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks, Riz, and, well, me, I guess.
Nah, that review was magnificent.
Thanks, Jimmy Bill.
No, I was imitating Simon Cowell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's in that case, you'd be like, that sucked. That was horrible. I hate you. Go to hell.
That was utterly embarrassing.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, hey, let's wrap it up here. Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
And you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Calling show.
Not hollow, Halo.
Not hollow.
Also, be sure to check out podtacular.com. And while you're there, you can check out the forum. There's a lot of buzz right now about Halo 3, Halo 2 for Windows Vista, the new Halo 2 maps, and tons of other stuff. Go check it out today.
Yeah.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you. Special thanks to James Panwell for contributing $25,
offset our hosting fee. Yeah. Oh, wait Thanks until very much, I contribute.
Oh, just wait.
It's all time.
Now. I'm going to double it.
James, check out check the out
oh. XBL Radio. James, go check out XBL Radio.
Check out our affiliates on the Gamercast Network. Yeah, there you will find Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer Radio, and Video Game Show. So remember, GamercastNetwork.com for a variety of different shows.
True. And
Until
we have...
next time, I'm Fumo Drive.
Hey, wait a minute. And Rusty, you guys are at XBLRadio.com, right?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the plug. And so, yeah, come check us out, man.
Absolutely.
You guys let people be on your show. Hey, we do it too. So if you guys want to be on our podcast, hit us up. We will get you on it.
And I did post this on the Podtacular front page, but why don't you reacquaint us with the Gaming for GIs charity event you guys are doing right now.
Yes, indeed. We're very excited about this one, Games for GIs. It's a charity event we got going right now. We're taking your donations of all your used or new unwanted games. Any games you got laying around, donate it. Send it over to the troops over in Iraq.
Even if it's the game that you want, you know, it's for a good cause. So.
Oh, man.
Yes, indeed. You know. So... right, instead of going to the used game store, get a couple bucks for them, you know, send it to the troops.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if we want to check that out, where can we find that again?
XBLRadio.com.
All righty. And we gotta see Steve 519 for that?
Yes, or indeed, Steve 519. He's a former Marine, and he was one of the guys that came up with the idea, him and Carpal Tunnel.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Go check him out, man. Check out his video minutes. He does a minute video every week. News rundown. It's a lot of fun. He gets silly on it sometimes.
Hoorah, yep. Man. I really respect Marines. I'll tell you what, man. They do. They are the hardest of the hardcore. I'll tell you what. Mm. So, Swagger, man. Hey, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming on, guys.
I appreciate being on the show.
Totally my pleasure.
Yeah,
I
man.
I never thought I would... here.
Well, hey, keep on fragging trucks, guys. And until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
I am JVB.
I'm Swagger.
And I'm Rusty Ranchero.
Till next time, keep on running up that hill.
I will.
4-3-6.
Oh, and the pudding all over the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a fetish. That's a fetish.
There's only one thing left to say.
Introduction again?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
In 3, 2.
Oh, and by
one.
The way, blah, blah, blah. Sorry.
Blah, 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 blah. Sorry. Baby
buggy bumpers.
You hear Podtacular episode. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
I'm Swagger.
And I am Rusty Ranchero.
Whoopee!
Yay.
Whoopee!
Oh, we're gonna have to start over again.
Take 112. You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Those nerds won't.
Oh, bring God, JP, you're singing. Please help.
You are Needler.
I think it's Needler time today.
Look at me. This This is a song about our favorite gun. The Needler. Sing it, Christina. Needler gun, you're so wonderful, you and me, so deadly. Needler gun, when I'm holding you, they laugh at me because you're pink. You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Those nerds won't bring us down. You are beautiful in every single way. Those nerds won't bring us down. Oh no, I think it's Needler time today. Sing it, sister. Yeah. Running around on the battlefield, got sex appeal, I dual wield. So keep your sword, keep your SMG, and feel the pain of needle brain. Take it, soul sister!
You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring you down. Oh no.
You are beautiful in every single way.
Yes, words can't bring you down.
Oh, oh no. No. Don't you bring me down today. Beautiful, no matter what they say, words won't bring us down. Oh, Needler, you are beautiful in every single way. Won't take us down.
Don't you bring me down.
Not today. You won't bring us down
today.
Game over.
GamerCast Network.com